Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. It'll be brief.
I'm pretty busy. I'm going to have to be real quick.
Well, it takes around 6 to 7 minutes, sir, but I'll be quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, ma'am, I tell you what, I do what I can. If when I get done, I'm just going to hang up. So go ahead.
Okay, sir, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Great. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something different?
I'm a male.
All right. What would be your year of birth?
57.
Perfect, sir. Moving on, we would like to know, are you of Hispanic or Latino origin?
What do you call the average white American, the average American man?
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sir. What would you consider your race to be? White, Black, or African American? Pacific
white.
Okay.
White.
Moving on quickly, sir. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
12th grade.
Great. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? On a scale of 0 to 10, sir, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power and 0 means your vote has no power at all? From a 0 to 10?
I don't really know. I don't know how to answer that. I got my own opinions and stuff, and I vote the way I vote, and some people may like it and some may not, so I don't know.
Oh, well,
eight.
You can answer an 8. Okay.
Let's say 8. All right.
An 8, no problem. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well, bear with me, is thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, not good now if we don't get a change.
Okay. Well, how would you consider your answer to be, sir? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Very or somewhat dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And I want to read your feelings towards some people, organizations, on issues on a scale of 0 to 10, sir. 10 means you have a favorable opinion towards them. 0 means you have a very unfavorable opinion towards them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, you can tell me as well. For example, Donald Trump, from a 0 to 10, how much would you rate him?
I think he's top gun, 10 all the way.
No problem. What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., from a 0 to 10, how much would you rate him?
Maybe a 4 or 5.
5? Okay. What about J.D. Vance, from a 0 to 10, how much would you rate him?
I don't know anything about the man, so I don't know.
No problem. Kamala Harris, from a 0 to 10?
Same thing. Probably 2.
A 2? Okay. What about Joe Biden, from a 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And the Democratic Party, from a 0 to 10?
0.
All right. And the Republican Party, from a 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And Attorney General Josh Stein, from a 0 to 10?
Don't know anything about the man. Never heard of him.
No problem. Moving on quickly, sir. Thank you for your answers. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another independent party?
It's Trump all the way.
All right. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you be voting? Who would you vote to be your House of Representatives, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect, sir? The first one says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life, or my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Which comes closest to your view, the first or the second statement?
First.
All right. Would you say much more the first or somewhat more the first?
My God, man, you're going to have to stop. We get one more question, and that's it.
One more. I have still six more minutes, sir. I'll be very
Ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm not going to put on this phone for 6 more minutes. Okay. I'm done all I'm going to do. We're taking my time. Bye.